Welcome to the Food Files. In this episode, we are taking a hard look at the influential research being conducted at Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center. Joining us today is Dr. Tim Bowser, who will be discussing his food texture measurement tool.
Yeah, the machine is designed to test the texture of a food product. And the texture, in this case, can be the compressive force it can withstand or the tensile stress it can sustain. It has really two main components. One is a force gauge, which measures the force applied, and the other is like a robotic arm or a manipulator that moves the force gauge. So it's going to apply that force to the food product, and it's going to measure how much force it can sustain. So it really is focused on helping the food manufacturer, but by helping the manufacturer, you're going to help the consumer. And it helps the manufacturer by helping them determine sometimes the, you know, the things like crunchiness, chewiness, shelf life, and it also helps them determine maybe the firmness of their product, so we don't break anybody's teeth, for example. Yeah, so over the years, I think I've had probably hundreds of people I work with on texture, and it wasn't until recently when I realized that we could take some existing components off the shelf and build one really cheaply, an accurate one, a very good one, that I got excited about. I thought, well, we should be doing that because it'd be a really valuable thing for people to have and give them a chance to get into this area for a very low cost and a lot less time, and they have to spend a lot less studying and research. But you have so many companies that need that sort of a device, they can't afford it, or they don't know how it operates, never even heard of one. Well, I'm going to get an answer for them. That's what we're about here. We try to give answers to the needs. And sometimes the needs, they aren't really, the company may not know what their needs are. We're identifying them for them and then trying to supply that. So I'm working with two startup companies right now that are using it. One is using it to assess the firmness of cookies they're selling, they're manufacturing and selling. The other one makes energy bars. And same thing, their energy bars are they expect them to be soft, and they want to assess the texture so that they don't sell a bar that's too hard. Oh, there's always the best alternative is to taste and chew the food, on your own. The difficult thing that is that what you and I might perceive as being crunchy or too chewy or too hard, it could be very, very different. So we have this objective way to classify that. We still argue over it, but we'll have numbers that we can argue over rather than just, I think it's more chewy, you think it's less chewy. So in the future, I think that most food companies are going to use a texturometer. They need one, and they just don't know it sometimes, or they can't afford it. So this is going to help put it in their hands at a low cost and make it easy to use.
Thank you, Dr. Bowser. As a component of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, FAPSI helps to develop successful value-added businesses in Oklahoma to bring products, jobs, and dollars back home. To stay up to date, visit FAPSI.biz.